Hello everyone and welcome to the Deep Immune Podcast. I'm your host Ryan Mondes. This is episode number 360 for June 24th, 2025.
Welcome to the Disney Pins Blog Podcast, the latest news on Disney pin trading and collecting from around the world.
Welcome back to the show everyone. Hope you guys are doing well. Bit of a different background here. Both of the cork boards are down. I am currently in the process of moving, still staying in the same location, just moving places. So I had to take down both of the cork boards. It was a lot of work, but I will have them probably back up or some other sort of pin display in the next place. It's gonna take me a bit to reorganize everything, but I probably will have them back up soon. And on that note, I'm probably not gonna have a podcast episode for at least 2 weeks. So probably the next week and the following, no podcast episode, just because a lot going on right now with the move. I have one other thing for housekeeping, and that is our June giveaway. It's a little late this month, but it is going live either tonight or tomorrow. So keep an eye out for that, disneypinsbook.com/giveaways. All right, now onto the pin news. First, we're gonna start off with ourselves at DPB Store. Last week, we had the new Mickey and Minnie tennis pin release. Two separate pins here featuring Mickey and Minnie in their tennis attire with the rackets and the tennis ball. Those are $14 each, or $26 for the bundle, and they are a special edition of 300. And then this week at DPB Store, we had a new Donald Duck and Chippendale Safari pin release. This one is also a special edition of 300, and the price is $18. That one is about 2 inches in size and has a blue marbleized background. And then last week, we also had two new Artland pin releases featuring Ratatouille, and we have a couple left of each. All right, next up is Box Lunch. They had two new pin releases, one featuring Belle from Beauty and the Beast in the library. That is a larger pin. It comes in a box. She is on a slider element that's created by Loungefly. They didn't have an edition size listed, so I guess it's open edition, and the price is $22.90. And then there was a Beauty and the Beast blind box pin set featuring lenticular elements. Six different pins here, featuring various scenes from Beauty and the Beast with ornate gold frames. One randomly selected pin per box, and the price is $14.90. Next up is Pink a la Mode. They had a new Lady and the Tramp Babies pin release, featuring Tramp and Lady as babies, special edition of 300, and the price is $17.90. Then they also had a new Princess and Villains mystery pin set. These are jumbo 3-inch pins, one pin per box, and the price is $27.90. This is also a special edition of 300. Next up is Disney Store Online. They released the Mickey Mouse Disney Pin Trading 25th Anniversary Pin Board, and it comes with a limited release pin. The price is $59.99. That released on Tuesday, June 24th, and that should be coming to Disney Parks as well. And then lastly, we have Disney Parks. There are a few new open edition pins that released. First up are the Aristocat pins. First one features Duchess and Marie with a silver frame. That one is $12.99. And then the second one features the three kittens coming through the door. That one is also $12.99. Then there are two new pins for Remy's Ratatouille Adventure at Epcot. One features Remy with cheese and grapes. That one is $12.99. And then the second one features Remy with a spoon. It is a 2D sculpted metal with shiny silver. That one is $14.99. And then there are also new Pluto pins at Disney Parks, also open edition. One features Pluto with a puppy. That one is $12.99. Second one features Pluto with birds on his back. That one is $12.99 as well. And then there is a Mickey Mouse and Pluto vacation pin set. That one is $22.99. And then finally, we have the limited edition pins that released this week at Disney Parks. Of course, it was the fourth week releases of the month. So we have Dining with Disney, which is always crazy at Walt Disney World. That was the only exclusive this week at Walt Disney World. And it is the sixth pin in the Dining with Disney collection, which features Casey's Corner. I went for a rope drop this morning at Animal Kingdom. And by the time I got to the store, the line was almost to Dinoland. So I left there because they were probably gonna run out, and then I went straight to Epcot. Finally was able to get one at Epcot. But yeah, this pin sold out basically within an hour or so of The park's opening. It is a limited edition of 2,500 and the price is $22.99. And then over at Disneyland, they had one exclusive. It is the third pin in the Parade Through the Years collection for the Disneyland 70th anniversary. And this one features the World According to Goofy. Limited edition of 2,000 and the price is $22.99. And then lastly, we have the Stitch 4th of July pin for 2025. This previously released online at Disney Store last week, but today it released at Disneyland. I didn't spot it yet in Florida at Walt Disney World, but it will be coming here as well. It's limited release and the price is $19.99. So yeah, that was a light episode of the DPP podcast, but if you want to see all the pin news, we do have all the blog posts up at disneypinsblog.com. I didn't mention everything in this episode just because I didn't have a podcast episode go up last week. But yeah, be sure to follow along on the website and all of our social channels. We have the Facebook group, Disney Pins Blog community, the Disney Pins Blog Facebook page. We're also on X and TikTok and YouTube. Like I mentioned, I won't be having a podcast episode go up probably for the next couple of weeks. So you can follow along on all of our social channels and of course the website, disneypinsblog.com. All the pin news will still be there. So that's gonna do it for episode number 360, your June 2025, week 4 Disney Pin News. Thank you guys very much for listening and watching. Hope you have a great rest of your week. See ya.